The Aaronic Priesthood, Greater Than You Might Think. A Message About Duty to God by David L. Beck, Young Man, General President. 4 years ago, I attended a memorial service for my brother Gary. One of the speakers paid a great tribute to my brother. I have been thinking about it ever since. He said, Gary was a priesthood man. He understood the priesthood, honored the priesthood, and fully embraced the priesthood and its principles. When my brother died, he was a high priest in the Melchizedek priesthood, and he had enjoyed 50 years of priesthood service. You are an Aaronic priesthood holder. You may not even have 50 days of priesthood experience. Gary was a loving husband and father who had served an honorable full-time mission, married in the temple, magnified his priesthood callings, and served diligently as a home teacher. Your priesthood service is just beginning, but you can be worthy of the same tribute he received. In fact, you should be worthy of that tribute. The Lord has called you to a wonderful work, and he expects you to be a priesthood man. The greatness of the Aaronic priesthood. Just think about the greatness of the Aaronic priesthood that you bear. The Lord sent the resurrected John the Baptist to restore the Aaronic priesthood. When John conferred this priesthood on Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery, he called them his fellow servants. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13, Verse 1. President Gordon B. Hinckley pointed out that John did not place himself above Joseph and Oliver. He put them on his same level when he addressed them as my fellow servants. President Hinckley went on to say that a 12-year-old deacon can also be John's fellow servant. See the Aaronic priesthood, a gift from God, Ensign, May 1988, page 45. The Aaronic priesthood holds the keys of the ministering of angels. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13, Verse 1. As you live righteously and serve diligently, you can receive the ministering of angels to guide and strengthen you. Through your administration of the sacrament, you can help others receive this blessing as well. See Dallin H. Oaks, The Aaronic Priesthood and the Sacrament, Ensign, November 1998, pages 37 through 39. The Aaronic priesthood holds the keys of the gospel of repentance and of baptism by immersion for the remission of sins. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13, Verse 1. Repentance and baptism join to form the gate that people enter to start on the path to eternal life. See 2 Nephi, Chapter 31, Verses 17 through 18. Acting under the authority of your priesthood leaders, you can help people open this gate. The Aaronic priesthood includes the authority to administer the sacrament. When you prepare, bless, or pass the sacrament, you represent Jesus Christ. See 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 1 through 12. You help your family members and friends remember Him, renew their covenants, and qualify for the companionship of the Holy Spirit. Such opportunities require the work of priesthood men, men who are spiritually strong and who fulfill their priesthood duties. New Duty to God Book. Under the direction of our living prophets, a resource has been prepared to help you be a priesthood man. Although the resource is new, it has a familiar name, Duty to God. I am excited about the new Duty to God book. It can help you obey the Lord's command to learn your duty and act in the office in which you are appointed in all diligence. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, Verse 99. Using the book as a deacon, teacher, and priest, you will participate in activities in two categories, spiritual strength and priesthood duties. A Pattern of Becoming. Each activity in the Duty to God book follows a pattern that will help you become the priesthood holder the Lord wants you to become. First, you learn about a gospel principle or a priesthood duty. Then you act on what you have learned. Finally, you share your thoughts and feelings about what you have learned and experienced. Some of these activities are personal. Others may be adapted for your entire quorum to use in Sunday lessons and in activities during the week. The following sample from the book shows how this pattern works. The comments to the side are from young men who have already had great experiences with the new book. A priesthood man. When I think of the phrase priesthood man, I obviously think of my brother Gary, but I also think of others, I think of President Thomas S. Monson, who as a deacon felt that he stood on holy ground when he helped a disabled man partake of the sacrament. See, do your duty, that is best. Ensign, November 2005, page 56. I think of John the Baptist, the great Aaronic priesthood holder who prepared the way for the Savior's mortal ministry by teaching, testifying, and administering the sacred ordinance of baptism. And I think of you. As you grow in spiritual strength and help others come unto Christ through your priesthood service, you are truly a priesthood man. New Era More. For more information about duty to God, read the introduction to the book or visit dutytogod.lds.org. Sidebar. Learn. This portion of the activity guides your efforts to learn about a gospel principle or a priesthood duty. It includes instructions for you to make a plan of your own based on what you have learned. You get to learn spiritually about your priesthood duties before you do them. Aaronic priesthood holder in the United States. I like the idea of trying to come up with things that could really help me as an individual. Aaronic priesthood holder in Guatemala. I like the sections of studying the scriptures and praying, and I did these things and am still doing them. I am preparing to serve a mission. Deacon in the Philippines. Act. In this portion of the activity, you follow your plan and write your thoughts and feelings about your experiences. As young men in the branch, we decided that we would set a goal to get together and jog. We really like planning this together and as a group work on becoming more physically fit. Aaronic priesthood holder in Guatemala. The book is like a diary or a journal where you can be self-reflective. It's a good process to go through. Priest in the United States. I have a hard time scheduling my scripture study. The goals I had to read the scriptures and pray helped me to make time and stay focused. It really made a difference for me, and I felt the Spirit as I did it. Priest in the Philippines. Share. After you have followed your plan, you have the opportunity to share your thoughts and feelings with family members, quorum members, and others. When you share, you want to keep talking with others about it because sharing has helped you to better understand. Deacon in the United States. It was good to be able to talk with my parents. Aaronic priesthood holder in the Philippines. In our quorum meeting, we liked talking with one another about our goals, what we were doing as individuals, and how this was helping us. Aaronic priesthood holder in Guatemala. End of the article, The Aaronic Priesthood, Greater Than You Might Think, by David L. Beck, Young Men, General President.